That's what I'm talking about this Wednesday, y'all, the middle of the week. This is Let's Talk Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Paul. Yeah. Got a great show planned today. I'm not going to say anything. I can't. Oh, yeah. I know it's going to be explosive. I know it's going to be real. I know it's going to be the truth. That's right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? I'm telling you, I just had to sit back and listen to that groove for a moment. Y'all know me and my grooves. That was a nice groove there going on. Refine and define, design. I see you out there. What's going on, lady? And guess 1938 and guess 1967. Welcome to the show. All right, y'all. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. And I'm getting ready to bring it to you. That's right, we're going to bring it to you today. And you know what? Look, it's like this. Ladies and men. Okay, and the shims that's paying attention also. We're going to be real today, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. We're going to be real today. So if you cannot take it, I don't think you may want to listen. All right, because we're going to bring it to you like it's supposed to be brought to you. Now, I know there's some of you out there, you know, y'all have y'all different ways of looking at things. Well, as I mentioned before, we're going to bring it to you real today. So if you're not ready to hear something that's real, you may want to listen to the archives later on then. And you may not want to hear this live. I'm just saying, y'all, I'm just saying. I may be wrong, but hey, it is what it is. And you know what? Look, it's May the 1st. All right? It's May the 1st. And this is my anniversary month, believe it or not. Yeah. I'm going on 1 year of broadcasting. You can't beat that, can you? I love it. I love it. I love it. But anyway, I see we got Mr. Lowe in the house. And we got 187 in the house. 187 on your back. I know none of y'all know about that, you youngsters out there. But anyway. Now that I get all that out of the way, let me go on and get the particulars out of the way so we can go on and do what we got to do today. Because I'm sure we're going to have to go in overtime on this subject if I allow it. But anyway, On the show, we encourage open dialogue, okay? We like to hear everybody's opinion. We love that. We want you to, if you got something to say, call us. You know, let us know what you're thinking out there. Tell us what you're thinking. You know, if we're wrong, tell us you think we're wrong. If we're right, tell us you think we're right. Hey, we have no problems with that at all. But when you call, or if you're a regular and you call in, you know the rules. Let everybody else speak. You know, do not talk over each other. If somebody's making the statement, dang on it, let them make it, then you can say what you want to say. Now, if it gets out of hand and carried away to where everybody cannot follow these house rules, I will institute a 3-minute time limit on your conversation. All right? And I guarantee we'll get some order in the house on that. Number three, you know, make your comments short and sweet at the time. Don't be giving us 10, 15 minutes, dang gone. 10 and 15 minute connotations and theories and stuff on what you think. We don't want to hear that. What we want to hear is what you have to say. So short and sweet. Now, I do understand some explanations take a little longer than others. That's fine. However, for those that duck, don't do that to us, all right? Thank you. And my biggest thing, no personal attacks. Please, no personal attacks. That shows us how weak-minded you are, what a weak individual you are, being that you can't have a decent conversation, round table, what have you, without stooping to the level of personally attacking someone. Please do not do that. Okay, if you can't do that, you need to put yourself on mute and cuss out whoever you need to cuss about and come on back. Now, you can personally attack the subject, the conversation, something that's said, that's fine. But do not personally attack that person, okay? All right. Of course, if anybody does decide they want to violate the house rules, and I figure that's what you're doing, this is what you're going to hear. That's right. Now, if your name is Michael, because I love Michael. Michael, all right, this is what you may hear.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Press any key to return to the main menu.
Man, you know what? I like that one myself. That's pretty cool. Anyway, I did that myself. But, of course, you know, that's the house rules. Please obey them, follow them. I'm not going to say, I'm going to say obey. I'm going to say follow them, okay? All right. Now, since we have that out of the way, let's get on with the get on. You know, we have our song of the day. And we have our quote of the day. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a little bit different today. I'm going to go ahead and talk about the quote of the day. Right? The quote of the day is, there are times we need to get out our own way to find what we are looking for. And the person who said that was me. That's right. That's my quote of the day. That came from my brain. Some of y'all may not agree with that, but if you take a deep look at it, yes, that makes a whole lot of sense. Am I right or am I right? Now, if you want to join the conversation today, that's no issue either. You don't even have to call in. You can just call the number and listen. 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And those are the ways you can get in contact with me. You can drop me a line, let me know there's a topic you want me to talk about, or you can tell me how the show was, or, you know, leave a comment as to what you want to hear and all that good stuff, all right? So those are the ways you can participate in the show today and later on. Now, here's one for you, the song of the day. And being that we're talking about women and men and all that good stuff, I think this is a good song of the day. And I'm just going to play it, then I'll tell you who it is afterwards, all right? So here it is without further ado, the song of the day.
Oh,
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. I mean, y'all remember that song right there? That's by Miss Donna Summer. She works hard for her money. And you know why I picked that song as a song of the day? Because that's how a lot of y'all feel. Y'all work hard for your money. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest. That's why that's what a lot of women feel like. And because they feel that way, they feel that they must have somebody that's deserving. Is that word? Yeah, that's a good word to say. That's deserving of their hard work and money and affection and all that good stuff. Yeah, yeah. That's how a lot of y'all feel, women. You know that's the truth. You know, yeah. You know a lot of y'all feel that way. Hey, I work hard every day, and I just can't have nobody, just anybody. I need somebody to work like I do. I need somebody who does this and does that. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right, because we're going to get into that today, too. We're going to get into it all. Like I say, if you faint of heart or your, how can I put it, if you your feelings get hurt easy, this may not be the day for you, okay? It's not, it may not be. However, before we get started with that, I'm having some issues here with my headphones. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, before we get started with that, we're going to go ahead and talk about something that's hot in the news today. Apparently, the FDA has approved a morning after pill where 15-year-old girls can go and get it over the counter. The only thing they have to do is show ID. They don't have to have their parents with them or anything like that. What do y'all think about that? A lot of people are arguing that if that is promoting sex, that these kids would say, okay, since we have this, we're going to go ahead and start having more sex. Do you think that's what's going on? Do you think the parents shouldn't at least know that their child is doing it? What y'all think about that? I don't know. And you know, I'm kind of torn one way or the other. Let's really look at this. Is this really going to stop teenage pregnancies? Really? Is this going to be a solution to early teenage pregnancy? Or is it just another smoke screen to kind of put a Band-Aid on an issue that we are having all the time? Something to think about. What you think about that? I know some of y'all thinking right now, and I see my brother Lo got his hand up already, so I already know we finna get it going. All right, here we go. Mr. Lo, what's going on, brother?
Shalom, brother. How you doing on this fine afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, brother. Lovely. Lovely. As Mr. Supreme say, I'm highly blessed.
That's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
That's a great thing. Actually, that's the best way to be.
Yeah, you know it. Don't you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Oh, boy, you oh, man. Me and my old lady was talking about this the other day, as a matter of fact. She mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
And only thing I could do was my mouth hit the floor. I'm like, are you serious? I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tested it just like with the future RFID chip that's coming. They tested it, you know. First, it started out with just for your dogs, you know, so you can find your dog and you if you lost your pet, whatever. And now they're going to implement it into people. So the exact same thing is going to. I knew it was going to happen with that pill. You know, it started out, oh, I don't know what happened and blase blase. Next thing you know, it's right there beside the Tylenol. Matter of fact, you have to go over the counter to get the Tylenol, but you can just go and get that, you know.
But don't you think that's interesting, though? You can go over the counter, get a contraceptive pill called the morning after, but hell, for us to suffer allergies real bad, we can't even go and get Zyrtec and nothing like that over the counter without a prescription.
Right.
I mean, to me, it seems like there's something wrong with that. It really is.
Brother,
what's up, Goofy?
Brother,
I see you out there.
I told you before. I said it before. I say it again. Like it or not, I don't care if you want to hear or not. This is Babylon, man. Everything that was promoted then is promoted now. Every single thing is promoted right now. To include the false flag on your own people just so that you can bring in order out of chaos. Everything that's happening that's happening right now has already happened in some shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not. And all this promiscuity that they're bringing about for young girls and this and that, 15 years old, you shouldn't be thinking about sex at 15 because you can wind up getting pregnant, and I know girls that got pregnant young and had an abortion and now are in their 30s and 40s, and they do not understand why they wake up every day sad. And when they sit down and think, when they sit down and think about it, it comes all the way back to them from 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Wow. You know, but, hold on, let me bring Goofy in. He couldn't stay away from this one either. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, Goofy, you on the air. What's going on, bro?
Who's that, Low telling the truth?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Low, man. That's Low.
Let me tell you something. Women at a young age that have abortions, they regret it later on in life because I don't know what happens, but they get depressed. And some of the women, they can't have no more kids no more.
That's
you know,
true too.
Whatever happened to them, you know, it messed them up. I mean, there's two chicks I still mess around with, and they want a family. But they can't because each of them at least had 3+ more abortions. So, I mean, you got to live with what you you know, walk around in. I mean, if you're going to
like
be non-responsible. You're going to be non-responsible and get pregnant by some fucking guy with a nice leather jacket. You know, you ain't going to get nothing in life. Women and men nowadays have lost morals, have lost, the necessary things to think for the future. No, it's right now. Let's do it right now. Get you pregnant right now. Oh, I'm not ready. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the number one reason for a guy that who's ever got a chick pregnant. Thank God I haven't, but I mean, I hear it all the time. Like, oh, shit, I got this chick pregnant. I'm not ready to have no kid. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. It's just like you said the other day, though. You said you got to wear that jacket, you know?
Yeah.
You got to wear that jacket. I mean, you know, you laying up having sex and you're not putting like Ice Cube said a long time ago. You better put a sock on the pickle, you know. And you're not doing it. And you're not doing it. And then these are the things that come behind it, and you're not ready for it. You was ready for it when you laid down and open your ass up. Yeah.
No, you didn't go there.
I went there. You know what? Hate my guts for telling the truth. I expect that.
Mm-hmm.
You should. People nowadays are too used to having their priorities all screwed up with, oh, well, that's not politically correct. You shouldn't say this. You shouldn't say that to people. Whatever. People need to know the truth, man. I don't want nobody to tell me. You know who will tell you the truth? Somebody that hates your guts or somebody that loves you enough. Those people tell you the truth.
Or somebody who's drunk.
Or somebody that's drunk. You're absolutely right. But you have those.
Yeah, so I must be telling the truth all the time, huh?
And then you have your friends that are going to tell you what they think you want to hear.
Yeah, you do have those.
Uh-huh. Even though it might not be the best thing for you to hear, they're going to tell you exactly what you want to hear, you know. Because, I mean, hell, let's think about it. You got 3 or 4 chicks that go out together. One of them, she's the beautiful one that always gets the attention. The other one is in the middle, in the dog, you know, I hate to put it like that, but call state a state, the dog. Yeah, girl, you can wear that. The pretty one would tell her, yeah, you can wear that. Yeah, blahzy, blahzy, whatever. Because she already knows what's going to happen.
You know what? Let me ask this question. I'm glad you went there. We might as well going to get into our topic since we're there on women anyway. You know, I heard Rush Limbaugh say something earlier today, and I thought about it. I said, well, dang, that may be true. So I'm going to put it out here to y'all. A lot of individuals say that feminism started so the so-called ugly women would have a chance at finding men. What you think about that?
That's not true. That's not true. The Jewish people started feminism, man, to break down the family circle. That's who started feminism.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it all the way back to history. What is that woman's name? Shucks, I can't even think of this lady's name. She's highly regarded amongst those people, even though she was nothing more than female version of Satan herself. I can't remember her name, but I'll be sure to give it to you tomorrow.
Dr. Laura?
Yeah. What's that?
You talking about Dr. Laura?
No. This lady, she dead and gone. Now I can't remember her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they helped usher in lesbianism. Like I said before, you go back and you check out Albert Pike. Albert Pike said that these things would all be rolled in now, just like they are.
Yeah.
He mentioned the sodomites and the lesbians. And this man has been dead for over 100 years.
And you know what else going on about that? You know, that was something else, too, that, you know, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the same dang old thing that's going on right now. So
people don't care. People don't care.
You know, that, you know, it was a shame because they couldn't, well, we ain't going to get into the Bible stories, but it was a shame that they couldn't find one person in there, you know, righteous enough for him to say to sit. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Well, like I said, that is the new face that they're trying to give the man. They're trying to give the man a face. I just happened to stop by the mall the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I went into an upscale department store looking for some jeans, and all the jeans they had was them faggot pants, man.
Oh, man, shit. I mean, do you believe? No, I'm an overweight man. I mean, not overweight, but I mean, you know, I maybe a couple pounds overweight. But still, they don't believe in fat kids anymore. I mean, Jesus, I'm 40 in waist, and I think the smallest they had was like a 32.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And these are all tight jeans, Levi's.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on. We don't do that. We don't do that.
No, a man is not supposed to dress like a woman, hands down. You know, you just think you start small. You start out very small with something, nothing more than, hell, I don't know. You're just putting on your old lady's house coat. You know, to go to the door or something. Next thing you know, you got a house shoes on. Next thing you know, you're all the way in a bloomer. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like my dad used to say, when the rappers started getting all this jewelry and shit, saying that these brothers are more women than women. They got more jewelry than women. What kind of fucking shit is that? Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, $10,000 on a stupid chain. I mean, for real.
So that somebody can snatch it.
If there were smart rappers out there, you know, they would have their money and good investments where later on when their rap career goes south, you know, they could always look back on that shit. You can't take your $10,000 chain and expect to get the same $10,000. Hell no, you probably not even get $1,000 for it.
It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. I mean, they just don't know the agent that they got. They already conspired down at the synagogue with the rest of those bastards to get his money. Oh, yeah, we're going to go into this great business venture. Yeah, you should go join in. And the next thing you know, they got your money in their pocket and you're dead broke.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that's who you. I mean, that's whoever they get involved with. You got to be smart on this shit, especially with money. You know what I mean? You gotta see somebody's background before, you know, anything. Like, they can't just go to just some Joe out there, and I don't mean to disrespect you, Joe, but you can't just go out there and just say, okay, here's $10,000. Please put it in somewhere safe where two years later I can come back and get it.
Listen, the thing about that is what winds up happening is, I mean, I was at the gym a few minutes ago, and they had a guy on Sports Center, some athlete, I guess he was a football or basketball player. Right after the draft, he fired his agent. See, coming out of high school, these people are told and taught to trust their agents. You know, this is the person that's going to ensure that you never be broke, like a lot of the rest of the people that came before you. This is what they're taught and told. So one thing that I'll say for LeBron James, even though he later on turned into an idiot with some of his hand signs and symbols, is that he did go back and, in fact, get some of his homeboys that he grew up with to go to college and get their degrees and to take care of his and their money.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's get back on the topic right now.
We're sliding
off a little bit.
Well, that's why you're here, Eric, to put us in check.
Well, thank you, Goofy.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to play a clip. And there was apparently a conference done. And on this clip, you're going to hear Sherry Shepherd, Steve Harvey, I'm sorry, Jimmy Israel, the one who actually wrote The Denzel Principle, and Hill Harper. Okay. And they're having a conference about black women, you know, finding black men and so forth and so on. And it's about a 4-minute clip. I have two of them, but I'm going to play this one first, and we can get talking, discussing that one first, okay? So I'll see y'all in about 5 minutes. Here we go.
Are black women's standards too high? Now, you have been told that women should just shut up and kick it.
Right.
Shut up and kick it. What does that mean?
Well, it's just like, you know, my man, he's out there cheating, but he does come home. Baby, shut up and kick it. You know, he's giving me venereal diseases, but come on, he's a good man. He's paying the bills. Shut up and kick it. It's like black women, especially women in general, but black women put up with so much from black men. Not all of us. There are a lot of good brothers out there that do what they're supposed to do and are good, loving men. And I'm not, so I don't mean everybody, but I think that there are a lot of men out there that just kind of want us to just go with the flow. Men cheat. That's what we do. You know, it's our instinct. You hear that so much. Why do men cheat? When they ask, well, we're derived from animals. It's a boy doing what a boy is supposed to do. That's what men do.
And
you know?
Do you think that men also use the numbers to justify that position? There's so many more women than there are men, you know?
What's even sadder for me is that there are a lot of women out there who endorse this, who will say, girl, you might go to her and say, girl, I'm thinking about leaving him. He just keeps on cheating. Girl, you got a good man. You need to stay with him. He can't cheat forever. You know? And eventually, when they get into their 60s or 70s and they run down, then they're home and you're a good woman because you stayed through all that.
Well,
cross town. He did all this. And you said, that's a good woman. You stayed.
I don't think it's so much that we should be endorsing that you should stay, but I agree with Hill in the fact that black families are breaking down. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I have a son. I'm trying to raise him through the filter of a woman. I'm trying to teach this little boy just to stand up and pee, and I can't. And I would like a man in there to help me raise my son.
Hill, you talk about the 95-5 rule. 95% of the women chasing that high up 5% of the men. You find that true?
95% of us, 95% of women are trying to date 5% of the men. That's somewhat in keeping with what he calls the Denzel principle. But 95% of the men are trying to date 5% of the women as well. So, but we use a different standard for what that 5% is. Men use a more aesthetic standard, and folks sit back and wonder why. Hey, how come that guy, he's 40-some, 50-some years old, he's trying to go after that 28-year-old, that 5%. In his mind, what that is. And then we look at his Denzel principle, the same thing, the flip side. Now, to talk about what Sherry was talking about, I want to go back to her point. When I was doing research for the book and meeting and interviewing all these couples, folks that had been married 70 years, folks that were devoutly single, serial monogamous, folks that have been in and out, divorced, etc., you know, what you start to realize, and this is what I started to realize, that's why the book's called The Conversation, is that we as black men and black women aren't communicating. And the reason why there's so much misinformation, the reason why women have no clue what Steve just talked about, is because women spread misinformation amongst themselves. Because they're talking a great deal about it, but they're just talking with themselves. And, to be fair, brothers do the same thing with each other. I'll give you an example. For instance, if you go out, and I just found this in doing the book, when a brother who's married, who's happily married, shows up to a group of other brothers, he doesn't just show up and say, hey, my wife is so good, I'm so happy. He's just quiet about it, right? But a brother who's unhappily married, he can't stop talking about it. And so what happens, if you're a single brother like me, you're hearing so much from the unhappily married brothers. But what I found out when I did the book, more brothers that are married are happier than the brothers that aren't. And so, but you wouldn't think that. If you poll most single brothers, you say, what is it like to be a married man? Oh, man, I'm sure it's just like what my man said. She's always on my back.
Well, is that because people are used to, men and women are so used to having an adversarial relationship?
No, I do not think it. I think it's because, like I said before, in many ways it's not clear that black men and black women are even friends anymore. And what I mean by that is that the first thing that comes out of folks' mouths, cross-gender, we're talking about the other gender, is always the negative first. It's the blame game. It's the he say, she say. Even Jackie just did it. She ran down the negatives first, and then she said, oh, but there are some good black men out there. Right? And it's almost a subconscious, it almost happens subconsciously, and it happens everywhere. And brothers do the same thing. I mean, you just listen to music and know that. You know, it was one of my favorite quotes I came across when I did the book. It's the feminine wants to be adored, the masculine wants to be believed in. And it's not altogether clear to me that black men are adoring black women, and it's not always clear to me that black women are believing in black men.
All right, all right. And I mean, that was how can I put it? That's a seminar that was going on. You can find it on YouTube. But I mean, it's like four or five parts to it. But you know, it was some good points made. However, do men and women, and one point I want to kick in, does men and women, do men and women feel like there has to be an adversary, you know, a fight type relationship between the two of them? Is that one reason why women are finding it hard to find good men?
I'll tell you why women find it hard to find a good man. Women demand too much. You know, a man who just, you know, wants a good woman to be there through thick and thin.
Uh-huh.
You can ask millions of men. They just want a woman there. It don't matter what she look like. I've seen, you know, dudes that, you know, are good-looking to women. They're with the fattest motherfucking women in the world. And then, you know, I see ugly guys with, you know, beautiful women. You know, it goes different ways. But a man just wants a woman there to go through that roller coaster ride of life with him. Now, see, a woman, she demands that the man do this, that the man do that, and that I need a man to, you know, either take care of me or, you know, do whatever. And, you know, you be the man role, but then you have to do all these other roles while she sits on her ass and does nothing. You ask the woman to barely clean the kitchen. Jesus, you have an argument.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, it's sad because there's a lot of good men out there that just want a woman. Not a good woman, but they just want a woman. But then these women that demand too much, they turn that good man into a fucking asshole. And that's life.
I don't totally agree with that. I can't. And I'll tell you why.
It's okay. I'm not here to say that I'm Mr. Solutions.
Okay, well, good. Because he's not here because he's all tore up. So I'm going to...
Well, hold on a little before you get started. Let me bring this other caller here real fast. Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. You're on air. What's up?
I am a very compassionate person.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Here we go with this.
What's
up, Joe?
My name is Mr. Solution.
Oh,
and
Lord.
You guys never, ever try to arrive at a solution again.
Well, hey, Mr. Okay. Tuck, let's cancel the rest of the show since he's on.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah,
you will never benefit from my knowledge.
You're not worth it. But anyway, go ahead, Lowell, what you say.
Okay, now, I'm going to tell you, see, the thing that's first, like I said before, and I said plenty of times before, everybody needs to know their role because there are roles. If a man don't know his role, we just got through talking about a man dressing up like a woman a few minutes ago. He don't know his role. In society nowadays, less and less men know their roles as men. If you're going to be a man or a boy, that's the way it is. A boy, he's going to carry on for the rest of his life, carrying on like a fucking child, wearing the pants on his ass at 30-something, 40-something years old, going out and partying all the goddamn time, never feeling the need to be responsible for anything. Except
now, wait a minute. I party all the time. I'm responsible.
Okay, well, I mean, that's in your eyes. You're not me, so no. I don't know. I don't know how you get down. I'm talking about how I get down and what I see.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, like I said, you either going to be a man or a boy. Now, you're going to stand up on your own, too. I didn't say you had to jump up and go marry nobody. But as far as you taking care of yourself, you got men that don't have a woman or children that are not even taking care of themselves. Grown men. Before you even look at somebody else and tell them what they're doing wrong, you have to look in the mirror and think about what am I doing wrong first.
Mm.
That goes way before anything else. And so some women, hey,
they've tried with this man, tried. Unfortunately, a lot of them picked the wrong man, because if you go out and you lay up with somebody that ain't shit, you knew this before it happened.
Well, let me ask this question real fast. So if that's the case, then the women are, I basically would say, choosing the men that mirror them. Could we say that? And maybe that's part of the issue?
That's the entire issue.
Well, can I say that there's different types of women out there?
Well, of
course. That makes nothing but sense.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me bring somebody
else in. See, here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
See, I've met a lot of women through everywhere, clubs, fucking coffee shops, you know, on the street, you know, whatever.
Right.
I noticed that I get wherever I got them from.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
If I met a chick at a club, that's the type of chick I'm going to get, a club chick. If I met somebody at the coffee shop, I'm going to get, you know, someone that's, you know, intelligent to go and hang out at a coffee shop.
Okay, so basically you're saying, yes, using women and men mirror the ones they pick up then, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in and see what they got to add to the conversation. 561, welcome to Let's Talk. What's on your mind? 561, that's 031.
Good afternoon. It's Tammy Jackson Moore. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tammy.
How are you? Oh, Tammy Jackson Moore. Okay.
Hey. Get off my relatives now.
Hey, man.
I was calling because I find it interesting that this conversation is being had, and I don't know why the women haven't called in. It's interesting to hear the perspective of men about this particular topic, but I just want to speak about personal situations as it relates to finding a good man. I think that there are so many men out there who categorize, I want to put themselves in a category, as being a good man, but a lot of men truly don't know how to be good men. I think there are a lot of things that women need and deserve, and men don't know how to give those things to her. For instance, a lot of men are coming across as very opportunist. They are looking to grab onto the coattail and ride the young lady's coattail. and that's really true. I'm talking about personal situations here. And, you know, you can say that they want a woman that does this and a woman that does this, a woman that's independent, a woman that has this, can take care of this, but then they aren't bringing the same thing to the table. Now, I'm a firm believer in broke attracts broke, but I also believe that if there are two people working together for one goal, you can get there quicker. And professional women especially are having a difficult time in, I guess you can say, attracting other professional men.
Right.
Now, I am a black professional woman, and I'm going to tell you this. I am very, very seldom approached by black professional men, but I am approached by white professional men all the time. I am approached by, I don't want to call him the gangster or the thug black guy, but I'm approached by that population all the time, and I don't, you know, find them to be attractive to me.
You don't dabble into their stuff.
Correct. I also do not date white guys. I don't do that. So, therefore, I do believe there's an issue with women attracting a guy that, I guess you can say, that's on their same, you know, equal footing. Let me say that, equal footing.
Hold up, ma'am. Hold on. Please,
go ahead.
Hold on. Before we get started,
Lynn, y'all know my rule. We will not disrespect a woman on this show. You know that, okay?
I sound like a
grown woman, and all of a sudden you want to put gloves on.
No. What I'm saying is say what you want to, but, you know, no disrespect. I don't disrespect y'all. That's all I'm saying.
I would love to hear the dialogue because, you know, I've spoke with a lot of my other girlfriends, and we all have, you know, similar comments to that. So I would like to hear the dialogue.
So what are your qualifications for a good man or a man that you're looking for?
Just hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Because before you even ask what her qualifications is, she already said she wants or is looking for somebody that's a professional, pretty much the same as she is.
I would prefer a student tie and go out and be a professional. There's more to just being a professional. So could you please tell me your qualifications and the guy that you would like?
Sure. I would like to be able to have a conversation with a black guy, and it be more than about, let me say, sex, I'm going to the bedroom, what we're going to watch TV tonight, you know, something like that. I need somebody that can stimulate me. And, you know, let's talk about current events. Let's talk about historical. Let's talk about some culture. And there are so many guys that, you know, they aren't there. Now, I live in the South Florida region, and we have a wealth of black professional men, and we see that a lot of those black professional men are gravitating to the Anglo-Saxons, and that's a whole other topic in itself, and that's not a concern or issue of mine. But there is, truly, there is an issue as it relates to professional black men and professional black women.
What kind of occupation are you in?
I am in the nonprofit area. I am a director of communications and public affairs.
Okay. And
let me say this. In my circle, because of the work that I do, a lot of the guys that I encounter are primarily gay. But I'm just going to put it out there. They're gay. And they aren't interested. They aren't interested in women. They're interested in what women are interested in. So that's the whole issue itself.
When you say profession, are you just including anybody who's working in corporate America?
I'm going to say both. I have friends that are in corporate America. I have female friends who are in government. I have female friends that are in the nonprofit arena, and at some point we all end up having an agreement on this same particular issue.
Okay, so but according to you, somebody who is working in corporate America or behind a desk or doesn't work outside or doesn't have a blue-collar job is a profession, isn't a professional.
Correct.
Okay.
And
because
yes,
I'm thinking
and
a doctor, lawyer, architect, engineer. But okay.
I'm saying my conversations with my girlfriends, we don't care if he works outside. We just want him to be able to stimulate us, have those conversations.
All right.
Now,
when
you say stimulate me, what do you mean by that?
You know, for instance, if we're having a conversation about current events, things that happen. Let's have a detailed discussion. I want to be able to talk with you. I need you to be able to stimulate me. Let's talk about the bombing, the Boston Marathon.
So something that would get you right away is if you had a great conversation about current events. That would lock you into, you know, your interest in that fellow. Is that what you're saying?
That will encourage me to listen more. Correct.
Okay.
So why aren't you finding these guys? You can go to a club and find any guy who's got a suit on and knows about the Boston Marathon bombers and who knows about
the bombers. Well, as I mentioned, I am approached all the time by the white professional guy, but very seldom are approached by the black professional guy. Now they sit back.
Yeah,
since
you haven't won that battle, have you thought of going to approach the black professional guy?
Let me say yes and no. The reason why I'm saying no is I'm kind of old school. I do believe that chivalry still exists. I believe in chivalry. So there are just some things that I just still anticipate a guy being able to do. However, I don't totally just forget about the fact that maybe I need to do the approaching. I have talked to some of my other professional guy friends about this. And the comment or the response that I'm getting is, Tammy, you give off this aura that you have it all together and you don't need a man. And that might be the turnoff with guys. If that,
oh, so basically
the
he's saying it's your fault that no one's coming
he says,
to,
I give off this aura. He said, I give off this aura that I have it together.
Well, since you have it together and you give the aura off, you should just walk up to any professional, you know, basically like your shit don't stink, and just, you know, say, you know, hey, how are you doing, you know? Look, something that attracts you, because obviously, you know, you're waiting for, you know, Prince Charming, and he's not coming. So since you give off the aura.
No, he doesn't have to be Prince Charming. No, no, no. He doesn't have to be Prince Charming. Well, you
I'm just using that as a person.
I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can sit back and you can keep talking. Oh, I'm old-fashioned. You can keep doing these punks. They're not standing back waiting on a man to come up to them. They're approaching men. A man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you just said a few minutes ago that a lot of guys are looking that way. So you keep standing back, looking and watching, and you have men that have the audacity to approach other men before a woman will say anything to a man just because, well, I'm old-fashioned. I'm waiting for him to say something to me, in which I will say this. As far as Mr. Solutions' comments about that, I think that's old-fashioned also, and I think that's kind of outdated. You know, it makes you no more of a whore or a slut if you see a man that you're interested in. If you go to the mall and you see some nice pumps, you're going to go look at them. You're going to pick them up. You might even try them on. You might not pay for them, but you'll look at them and you'll make a comment. Oh, I like these. But if you see a man that you're interested in, you'll say nothing to him. Nothing. And you stand around and you wait, and you'll wind up 40, 50, 60 years old by yourself because you waited for someone to approach you. Like I said, you have other men approaching men nowadays. So I don't see where a woman should be reserved enough to the point where she's not going to do that herself.
Well, let me add to that, and I agree with you, Lo. I feel like in this day and age, women should take the initiative sometimes and go up to a man. However, in the same token, you know, some of us men, and I'm just going to put it out there like it is, you know, we lack the, I'm not say we lack, some men just don't know how to approach a woman. Let's be honest with it. Some men don't know how to approach women, and some women do not know how to approach men. Now, you can say you in a, it don't have to be a club. Say you're in a coffee house or, you know, a business, and y'all may make eye contact all day, all night, you know, but a lot of the men and the women do not know how to recognize signals that saying, yes, you know, I'm interested. All right for you to come and talk to me.
Right.
You know, so,
I mean,
so in the same time, we sitting there, both of us sitting there playing the same game, you know, I looking and cuddling and smiling, but nobody's making that move. And maybe that is part of the problem that we are having with women finding good men and men finding good women, because we'd rather go out there, and I'm just saying me and myself, we'd rather go out there and find the hoochie in the short dress, you know, that's you know, as you say, twerking now, that's what they call it, twerking and popping and, you know, and approach them. And some of the women, they'd rather go up there and chase the guy that's standing up with his pants down to the back of his thigh. You know, he 35 years old, wearing braids with gold teeth. And, you know, they seem to attract them more. Now, I don't know why that is. And maybe it is communication between the both sexes. But something has to give. Because I truly believe if you want someone, you have to make yourself available. And in a lot of instances, we do not make ourselves available. And this is for the women or the men. We don't make ourselves available for the other one. That's all I have to say right now.
Since she has an aura, and, you know, a lot of professional men would be, you know, intimidated by that. So I'm just saying, for her, since she, you know, likes, you know, the black professional male, you know, I'm just saying, you have the advantage. Take advantage of it. Just go up there and handle your business.
Let me ask Tammy something. Tammy,
yes.
When you say the black professional male, exactly what are you talking about? Are you talking about as in corporate six figures, driving Jaguars, Mercedes?
Not necessarily. Now, those things could be good, but I'm not that vain.
Okay.
I'm just interested in a man that can hold his own. And if, you know, things progress with he and I, he can have my back when that need arises. And like I said, there are guys that women meet, and they come across as very, very opportunist, and that's definitely not attractive.
Now, what if he has kids?
Well, I'm at an age now that I'm not interested in somebody that has small kids. My children are in their 20s, and I don't mind if he has children, but I am not at an age where I want to be, you know, having to worry with he has to get his children on such and such weekend, or, and there has to be a babysitter, all of that. I don't think I want to deal with that anymore.
Okay. Well, like I said, since your friends say you have an aura around you, use that to your advantage. And, you know, pick what you want, because, I mean, it sounds like that, you know, you want specific things. So I would say you handle
it. Everybody wants specific things. How tall are you?
That advantage could also be a disadvantage.
Yeah, how tall are you?
So this is an excellent topic. I just wish that more women would be available or avail themselves to have the discussion. But it's an excellent topic, and it is a great issue among the, I'm going to say black professional women, because I'm in that category. But it is an issue. It is an issue.
How tall are you?
5'6". I'm mixed race, Cuban and black. Therefore, I'm extremely light-skinned.
Yeah,
and
how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'6", about 175, in all the right places.
You don't have to sell yourself, because when somebody come up with the, well, how tall are you, how much you weigh, that's bullshit. To me, that's a bullshit-ass question, because if you're interested in a woman, then that's not even going to matter. If you just want any, then that's what you're going to be.
If you don't know her, the first thing that's going to be attractive, are going to be what they look like. And if somebody's fat or ugly, they're not going to attract the other person.
That's not true.
If you go to a club, people, it's a meat market. If you meet somebody in a coffee shop, or if you meet somebody on the street, what you're first attracted to is going to be their looks. It's not going to be their...
Yeah, it's the physical. It's the physical, correct.
Yeah, and it's not going to be their degree hanging around their earlobes.
In some
I said that because I just wanted to lay out why I think the Anglo-Saxon male is attracted to me. I'm closer to his complexion. We all know that white guys are absolutely crazy about black women, and that's why
you're,
I put that
so
out there.
So basically you're a fetish. Basically you would be a fetish.
And see, that's the reason why I do not date white guys, because it's already in my mind that to the physical part,
you're
going to be thinking that.
Whatever your reason is.
It wouldn't be a fetish, though. It wouldn't be more like a trophy than anything.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
to show
up. Yeah, with that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah, he went out and bagged a big buck, as they say in deer hunt.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're saying the white guy to get the black girl, that's a trophy?
In most
you're
cases,
right,
in many cases, yes.
Joe, I don't know where you live or whatever, man.
Stop.
Man, you crazy as a fuck,
please.
Man. I'm going to tell you how it is. White guys go out and get the best-looking black women they can find, and black dudes go out and get the ugliest, fattest-looking black white woman they can find.
If they're interested, yeah.
So
for the most part, white guys are not interested in black women.
You crazy
Whoa.
As fuck.
Whoa.
Where the hell you live? I'm going to tell you one lady in specific that I saw. Hold on, man.
More than just going to bed.
Hold on, man. I'm telling you, this lady that works on because I only know her from going to the gym. She works on Sports Center. Very beautiful, light skinned lady, nice, shape, pretty, everything. And I just did some reading about her a while back. She's married to a white man. He wasn't going to go out and get LaQuisha from the hood. He was going to go out and get the girl that got a nice job that looked real good, black chick. He don't want LaQuisha with the goals in her mouth. Hell no, he can't take her home. And you go, man, get the fuck out of here.
Stop, will you? Jesus Christ. White people in general are not attracted to black people in general. If you get a really good-looking chick, then you're going to find
that. If that was the case, you wouldn't have so many light-skinned black people around here now.
It makes no difference.
You crazy as fuck, Joe. Joe, I like you, but you stupid as shit.
They even got chicks on Black Talk Radio talking about it.
Of course.
What?
About how they're wondering how come white guys aren't attracted to us, they say.
So why are they worried about it?
They're just talking about it. I don't talk about shit
that I'm not concerned about. That's stupid.
It's not about you talking, it's the chicks that are talking.
Okay, like I said, that's stupid.
That was their topic. As a matter of fact, there's about two or three shows I heard that on.
Well, it's been proven.
And how many white guys do you see with black chicks?
Oh, I see them every day.
Absolutely.
Must be the same ones.
No, it's not the same ones. Believe you me, no.
You're absolutely right.
My neighbor is a mixed couple. Yeah, so no.
Yeah, well, they exist. But in terms of most mixed marriages and most mixed couples, it's usually white and Asian, white and Hispanic.
No. Well, you know what? Let's put it like this. I guess it depends on the region of the country you live in. Basically. You know, because I know here is that's common here. You know, and they'll tell you they'll pass up one of their own to find a black woman. It's simple. And actually, a lot of the younger black men are looking for white women. You know, it's amazing because, you know, we have beautiful black women out here, such as Tammy, you know, looking, and they would bypass Tammy to go to the raggedy one standing next to him. I mean, you know, it's like a twofold thing here as far as women not finding a good man, especially black women, because a lot of them and I say this a whole lot of times, once they reach that ladder, they start climbing that ladder, you know, now they're too good for our black women. You know, now to be successful or, as they see, make it in the corporate world or, you know, wherever they are, you know, they have to go and get the gray girls. That's what I call them, gray girls. You know?
Yeah, there might be another thing, too. I mean, that some black guy gets, maybe he doesn't want to be bothered with the ordinary black chick either. I mean, the girls are always complaining about, well, there aren't any black guys available. The black guy feels the same way.
Well, let me ask Tammy. Tammy, you still there? She can get quiet on me. Tammy? Isn't that more of a...
I'm here. Tammy's here.
Oh, okay. I would say, isn't that more of a stereotypical type of thing? You know, that black girls, they all your head rolling have we just generalized that the ones in the ghetto, that's the way they are, so all black women is like that?
Not all black women are like that, no.
Not all black women are like that, but if you look at television, and we don't even have cable at my home, but if you look at television, that's all you'll see on your idiot box. That's the only thing you're going to see us portrayed as, and it's more especially being that I've been all over the world, that's the only way we are perceived to be black man or black woman. You know, we're the thugs, we're the hoodlums, we're the, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, we are the lowest of the low. And
well, I think on reality TV, we gotta understand that that's a job for them, and they are doing what they think needs to be done to garner the ratings. So I think it's very it's generalizing all women. I mean, I'm going to go out there on a limb and say the primary number of black women do not act like that.
And I'll even go this far: if you feel as a black woman that you have to go out and, you know, because a lot of them do it now. You got to get your blonde weave in. You got to get your gray or green or hazel or even blue contact lens. You're doing everything you can to look like a white woman. You hate yourself in the first place. So why would you think that someone else should be attracted to you when you are not attracted to yourself?
Let me back up and say this. All of that you just described, I think you're correct, but there are some of us that's just the way we are. I have the green hazel eyes that I didn't purchase.
That's natural. I'm not talking about anything that the Most High gave you. I'm talking about all this Beyonce stuff, you know.
Okay.
You, You do everything you can to look like somebody else. Eventually, you won't even be in that person's body anymore. You'll just, you know, you'll be the outside just a little bit. But for the most part, you're going to be somebody else.
Yeah, you know? Work for Michael Jackson.
See?
Oh,
good point.
Hush, Joe. Well, you know what? And let me bring something. I was just sitting here thinking about listening to y'all when we was talking about the television. And I'm going to talk about a show I love to death. But I have noticed something about this on that Scandal. And y'all say what y'all want to. Scandal is a good show. But anyway.
Scandal?
If any, yes.
Oh, that is a great show.
Okay, but if you notice now, Olivia Pope, you know, the main character on the show,
mm-hmm.
she has had three men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, two of them were white and the one black guy. Mm-hmm. And her and the black guy had more trouble between each other. And to eventually, she had to kick him to the curb, right? Now, the president is sleeping with her. He done all kind of running things, but every time he turn around, he goes back with her. She goes back to him. Now, on the other hand, the little guy that's watching her, you know, she didn't know him 10 minutes. Yes, let alone they were in the bed together. So
you thought about the captain? He had to pursue her. And besides,
he didn't pursue too hard, Joe.
She turned him down more than a few times.
My point is, Joe, you know, TV is, I guess you want to say kind of...
Damning.
Yeah, or...
It's very damning.
Or portraying that this is the way it is now. You know,
right. So she's nothing more than a bed wench on that show.
No, not on this show.
Really not a bed wench.
They don't even...
If she done went and laid up like that, what else you going to call her? You know...
You haven't watched the show, have you?
I don't watch garbage.
Yeah, so you haven't watched it. So
the president goes and comes as he wants to. He the master on the plantation. And he go and lay up with her whenever he feel like.
It's not the way it's portrayed in this show.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, in the show, the whole thing is, the good thing about the show is that you don't even think of Olivia Pope as being some black chick. You just think of her as being some... woman who's the head of a scandal I wouldn't call it scandal. It's
now, see, Joe,
public
you
relations.
Just, you just made an important point there. She's not portrayed as a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
See, that's the point
exactly.
right there. You know,
right.
they have her as Tammy said, she's considered a professional. A professional woman, right?
Right.
Olivia Pope is more of she's beyond a professional woman. You know what I mean? In other words, she's a leader.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it takes.
Uh-huh.
The women have to be a leader to find a good man. That's not
the point of the show.
I ran across Ebony Empress had a very good documentary called Frustrated that she had posted. I posted on my Facebook page, man. I watched it. It was black men explaining why they're actually leaving the country to find other women. And you did have a black lady come on there, and you know the first thing she said, they can't handle us being professionals, and they can't handle us making money, and, you know, we want to find somebody that's making as much or more money than we are. See, when you focus everything around money, then you miss the whole boat. If your focus is on, building a relationship just to have a power structure or whatever, you know, to say that these are two kingdoms that are going to merge, you know, And that's something that's going to be a problem within itself because, you know,
that's the major problem. That's what I've been saying ever since I've been on this show.
Yeah, I said that myself, and I recall Vernon saying, I mean, you can't have two kingdoms to rule at the same time, you know, and just because you respect me as the man of my home, that does not make you submissive. That does not make you less of a person. There has to be a structure. And nowadays, you had a woman that only has a bachelor's degree to come on that documentary and say, well, even though I only have my bachelor's right now, I expect or need to have a man that has a bachelor's or at least a master's. And if I make 100K, six figures, he at least need to make 75. Bitch, you only got a bachelor's degree. So, all in all, you are not making the top dollar in your field anyway, regardless of whatever. So,
just
I mean,
what I said, man, they demanded too much.
To go
so
in with that foolishness on Please your mind.
But that's the whole mindset of all women. I said that, well, we didn't talk about it too much
on the
show yesterday.
That's not the mindset of all women. I'll say this. I have a great career. My wife has a wonderful career, and she has a master's. Yeah, I don't have my master's yet, but the gist of it is we both know and understand that there's only one man in my house. We can sit down and make decisions, and if it's going to be a decision that's going to, okay, if it's the drapes, hey, I don't give a damn about it. I don't care. But if it's something that's going to be a big decision for our household, we'll talk about it. And if it's something that we don't need to go through right now, if I think that, then we won't go through it. If it's something that's, okay, well, we can agree that this, that, and the other, then, hey, no problem. That's great, too. So it has nothing to do, and a lot of women feel that they're actually less of a person or they're being submitted. When Goofy said something about, you know, you say something about washing dishes, and man, bro, I wash dishes, I wash clothes, I cut grass, I cook. I'm there as a partner in this team, on this team. I'm not the coach. I'm a partner. But I have 51% of the stock in the business because, like I said, if there's a decision that has to be made and it's something that's very important to our family, I will, in essence, be the final deciding factor in that decision. Now, if we're talking about something that she has more information on, we'll sit down, we'll discuss it, and she will give me all the facts. And I'll say, well, in that case, honey, I think that we should probably look at it like this. And we'll run with it on that aspect.
Well, I'm glad that you said that it's a partnership. See,
yeah.
Most men and women have to realize that's the key to success. You guys go in it together. Not just, oh, I'm going to sit back and you're going to do this, 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 this. No. Put that shit aside. You got to put your pride aside and you got to just go in and fucking let it go. Let it flow. What is that clip you played, Eric?
Yeah.
Said, you know, just
but,
let
hold
it
on.
Go.
I want to play another clip real fast also. Okay, so let me get this one in real fast, and then we'll go back to discussing it. All right, because I think this explains a lot also. So here we go.
Is it intimidating to black men to have two successful, financially independent women like these?
One of the biggest, misconceptions that women pass amongst themselves is that a man can't handle being in a relationship with a woman that earns more than he does. Because you have to understand the way men think that situation is temporary anyway. So a man can handle it, but women believe that he can't. So therefore they start to erect different types of obstacles to the types of communication, so they start to even manipulate their own behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's part of that misinformation we're talking about. Another part of the misinformation, just to be fair, on men, is something that Steve is talking about. The misinformation piece that we have, that a lot of brothers will say, oftentimes, I'm going to get into that relationship as soon as I get here or get there. What a lot of brothers don't realize is what Steve said, is that if you just look at the data, statistically speaking, you have a better chance of getting there in partnership with someone than on your own.
With a lot of my single girlfriends and women that I know that I talk to, it's not like all of us are trying to date ballers. So many of us have dated guys that we see potential in. Anybody out there dating guys that are there? And what happens, not in all cases, in a lot of cases, the reason why we end up single is because the man cheats. Or he does something. It's like, no, hear me out, Jimmy. Just hear me out. What I'm saying is we come to the table. We say, you know what? But he seems like a good brother. He may not have this that's on my list, but you know what? Together, you know what? We can make it work. And then our hearts are broken. And then we're just, and it's not every woman, but I'm just saying a lot of times we do that. We do say, you know what? I may want this, but you know what? this is a good man. He seems like a good brother. Let me try this.
We've recognized so much potential. And we sat there and to the, you know, our girlfriends and our family and said, why are you with him? Because y'all don't know what I know. You don't see what I see in this man. And I'm going to stick in here. And then we do that and we do that and we do that. And then it comes this upgrading thing where you know, sometimes we feel like that we're not adored like other women in other races are adored. That we have sat there and we have worked a couple jobs and we've said, get out there and do your thing. And then we watch as you leave and go to another woman. And that hurts.
Do black men have a problem with commitment and have a problem with cheating?
I'll answer. I'll take it.
Anybody have that problem?
I'm taking.
Anybody been cheated on out there? Because we're tired. Because we have been in there with you with the potential. God knows we have been in there. And sometimes it gets to a point where we get tired. You know, we're trying.
Listen to this, Sherry. And I completely hear that and understand it. But when you talk about that, it's and I know you're not saying this, but brothers are tired too.
You see, okay.
Understand.
All right.
Tired of what? Yeah.
Of what exactly? Tell me what you're tired of. Tell me what you're tired of. I want to know. I am listening. Definitely.
Steve is just leaving me out there.
Okay.
No, what?
I'm listening.
Pass me the ball, Steve. No. Listen. Number one, we come out in over the last 40 or 50 years, and you look at the jobs. You go transfer out of the industrial age into more of a office-based working environment, right? Brothers found it more difficult to find those office jobs. The individuals that were hiring, the men that didn't look like us that were hiring, were more comfortable hiring black women for those jobs. So what starts happening is that sisters start earning because brothers are having trouble finding jobs. The industrial-type jobs are going away. And all of a sudden, sisters are earning, more sisters are getting opportunities within these corporations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you have brothers that are finding it more difficult because there are men that are threatened by brothers that are running things.
Right.
So,
I agree.
So,
absolutely.
When I say brothers are tired in a certain way, I'm not saying they're tired of black women. I'm saying they're tired of dealing with the things that you deal with as a black man attempting to get your piece of the pie. So what happens is, what do brothers want at the end of the day after dealing with that? They want to come home to a sister who has some, you know, that lifts them up
joy.
In a way. Joy, effervescence, light, whatever.
Free.
Free.
Be real.
So I... So I'm not saying... And trust me, I'm not saying that means every sister should walk around, you know, just twirling her hair, just, you know, happy-go-lucky. But the point is, we have to be mature enough, put our baggage away. We both come to each other raw, naked, kind of hurt, but saying, together we're going to solve this problem. When I get invited to that event, you're going to come with me, period.
I don't think that, you know, overwhelmingly that black women, successful black women especially, don't want to be there for their man in any way, and that we don't want to be happy and loving and nurturing when you come home from a hard day. We get it. We've dealt with so many things as young women as a whole that a lot of other races have committed suicide over as young people. You know, the molestation, the growing up without a father, the being forced into growing up too fast around the house because mom's got to work two or three jobs. The if you're brown skin or if you're heavy or if you're not as attractive as the girls in the magazine, feeling like you're not pretty enough. So when you talk about being happy when you come home, when you add to that that a man may be cheating on you or not seeming appreciative of what you are trying to do, then it hurts.
But do you find that black women are too angry and too bitter? Is that what you're saying as men?
No, that's not what
I'm
saying.
No, I'm not saying that. No.
No.
What I'm saying
in total, you can pick out as many different versions as you want. What I'm saying in total is that I think we all just want partners. You know what I mean? And I, to be honest, I don't want a woman that's home waiting for me to get home from work because that means she's not out earning. So hold on a second. Hold on.
Let me finish. When she gets home from her job, I want to have dinner ready. I want to be pulling off her shoes, and I want to rub
okay.
her feet.
But you can't take the cornrows out of her hair.
Okay, and once again, that was a seminar that was had Steve Harvey, Sherry Shepherd, Jimmy Israel, the author of The Denzel Principle, and Hill Harper, you know, and hey, they were going at it. You can find that on YouTube, in fact. Just go and look at it. It's interesting. But what y'all think about that?
You notice one thing also when they got to talking about cheating and everything, Steve Harvey shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to say on that. So, you know, me personally, I've never been one of his fans anyway, but, you know, I don't really think that a comedian can tell me, a comedian turned TV host can really give me the information I need to make it in life because he's made a little money on TV.
Well, let me ask this question real fast that one of the women brought up. Does the family, our own family and the women family put a lot of pressure on the women to find a man? Whether, I mean, you know, you have to find this certain type of man, or is it just go and find a man? We don't care what kind he is. Do we go and find a man? Just go and find one.
Well, I kind of think it's more of a sociological thing. And the reason why I say that is because society is starting to dictate and tell people, as far as you're a woman, what type of man you should marry, what type of man you should look for, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't think that that's right. One thing, I mean, okay, just a no-brainer. When you go out and you say, you know what, hey, I've come to a point in my life where, you know, I want to be with someone for the rest of my life and all of these things, that's not when you roll out your little chart and say, hey, well, you know, you have to make this amount of money, you...
All right, what's that?
Hello? I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's
interesting.
When is that?
That's got to be VTR.
Yeah, it's got to be. Oh, okay. Anyway, let me bring... Go ahead. What the heck? That is crazy.
Did you find it?
No, I can't find it. No, I'm trying to say, let's see. No, hey. That wasn't VTR. That was Goofy.
Oh, you know, and you know your potential mate has to look a certain way so that you could potentially have children that potentially look a certain way. You know, all of those things are moot when you think about it, because at the end of the day, if you are a doctor and you find happiness in a man that works for the city on the back of a garbage truck, you're going to give a damn about what anybody have to say. And what everybody else at the end of the day thinks, well, you know, she could have done better, or he's not really fulfilling his potential or anything. CJ, and that's one thing that I didn't like that one of the ladies had mentioned, you know. We see this potential. Wait a minute. See, you can have a guy that's in the military. He loves his career. And he could...
Go ahead.
He could start to date a lady that's a quote unquote professional, and all of a sudden, and let's say he's on the enlisted side. All of a sudden, have you ever considered going to OES, or have you ever considered going warrant officer or anything like that? You know, and he loves what he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all of a sudden now in his career plans, she's decided to come in and to take over, you know, and that's basically what I was getting from that lady a few minutes ago. I mean, it's one thing if you say, well, hey, okay, I know that you're working right now as such and such. Is that what you plan on doing or being or whatever the case may be? And if the person says, well, you know, really, I like what I'm doing right now. I'm comfortable with it. I'm happy with it. And so be it. You don't go back a few days later or a few months later or whatever and bring up something else that you have on your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, hold on. Yeah, I got somebody been waiting for a minute, so let me get them in here. All right, you on the air. What's going on?
Well,
Hello, I've been patiently waiting, listening to you guys.
Good.
Please don't cut me off, Lo. You've been talking, I know, but please don't cut me off. Please.
Well, you should have called in earlier. Go ahead.
No, I call in when I want to, but I'm just letting you
right.
know, please don't cut me off.
Okay, but listen, when you call in whenever you feel like it, that don't give you a whole 30 minutes.
No, I
okay,
never
look,
said,
look,
I just said,
go ahead, man.
Don't cut me off.
We,
that's all
we,
I had.
Michael,
that's
is
all
there
all
something you want to say? Is there something you want to say, Michael? Well,
matter
please say
no, nah, that's all right.
Boy, oh, Lord have mercy. Because that was something he wanted to say. I was going to tell him go on to say it. No, don't come here confronting somebody. Anyway.
Yeah, he said, no, that's all right.
Yeah, anyway, continue on.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way I see it. I mean, if you're comfortable and you're happy, you served all those years in the military. And you retired as a sergeant, NCO. Now, if you have someone that all of a sudden comes about with these great ideas that you met, why don't you, or what do you think about, you know, these aren't the things that are on your mind. You have one thing in your mind as far as your career is concerned. This person has everybody else's intention, best intention. Oh, yeah, well, you know, he's going back to school to do this, and, you know, and that's not going to make for a happy situation. What do you think?
Of course
yeah,
not.
Right.
It's the syndrome that's prevalent throughout all of America.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
well,
not.
But,
go ahead and talk about that, Joe. You say, of course not. That's it?
It's what I've been saying for years.
But this is what
it
they
is
are
the
doing.
It is a disease that is prevalent throughout all of America. Between men and women, it's the status syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing new, but it's not being solved.
Well, is there a solution?
Yeah, there is. Men have got to wake up. Men have got to realize that the women that they're dating or that they're looking at, that they're going to have this attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, men don't find out about it to the degree that they should until they're in their late 30s, 40s, when they've actually become matured enough to have reached some certain station in life, and then they can compare what they're doing now with what happened to them when they were younger. They've seen that the women's attitudes have not changed. I wanted to ask Tammy or anybody that I see when they start talking about stuff like this, especially like when I saw part of that Steve Harvey stuff on YouTube or wherever I saw it.
Right.
And it's not, you got to ask these women, what do you bring to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Ask them. If they start thinking about, well, the material things, well, I have, you know, I've got my degree, and who fucking cares?
Right.
What are we looking for in women? We don't give a shit about the goddamn degree. We care about whether or not you can treat us right, if we can trust you. Very simple language we've laid out for decades, but nobody's listening, and men don't listen either. The solution is for men to wake up because women aren't, they don't have to because they've got the power. They've got men chasing after them. They've got their degrees. They can get the houses without a man. They can buy the cars without a man. They got the law on this side like Mr. Solution talks about, and he's right. But they're going to end up being lonely because they're stupid.
Don't just say stupid. Just say ignorant to facts.
Naive, maybe?
Naive. Naive means you don't have the facts in front of you. Stupidity means you've got the facts, and you still come up with a stupid conclusion. It's stupid.
Well, I mean, hey, Joe, there are several ways to look at that. I gave you some great examples that you should take on, but you haven't yet, so, you know. I gave you some great life changers for Joe. Wonderful life changers. But Joe's gonna do Joe. Joe's gonna do the same Joe he's
doing. Oh, your advice sucks.
My advice is the greatest that you could get for free. And the reason why I know is because I've been out there. I ran women that had good degrees, and I don't give a fuck about your degree. You got some good pussy. You have great sex.
All right.
I'm just putting it out there. See, women have to understand
everybody
and realize it depends on the man. If you are looking for the man that has a nice Mercedes, and he dresses well, and he has the potential that you think is going to be great for your future, then you might or might not be barking up the right or wrong tree, because sometimes you run into people like that that's going to use the hell out of you. And
woman can't be used unless she allows it over the long term. Over the short term, I can understand it. You know, some guy. I have met some guys that were only a few that were real bastards. They would just lie to do anything and to get inside the pants. I remember one guy in college. This asshole. He couldn't get this chick to drop her pants for shit. So he proposed to her, banged her. That was it. Engagement off.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rotten fucking thing to do.
Wow.
But that is Dracula right there. I'll admit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, women need to understand these things. You know, you're not gonna give me a coochie coupon. You're not gonna put no coochie on layaway for me. You
well,
know?
I haven't heard
because
that in a long time.
that must have been during.
That's the
over
90s.
In Afghanistan, huh?
that's the 90s. You're not gonna put anything on layaway for me, and I'm going to keep standing around thinking I'm going to get it because, hey, you know, she wants to be virtuous. You know, you weren't virtuous when you came up with those two or three kids that you got already, so don't be virtuous now, regardless to you do have a good job or whatever. You know, not all women that are single in these professional careers have zero children. You have some that have one, two, or three children already also. You know, so there are several different ways you have to look at this thing, man. I don't want to deal with them damn kids. They're not my kids, regardless of whether she have a good job or not. You know, so there are several factors. And I personally, I have made it a point, because I was Dracula before, I made it a point to meet women that had that same aura about themselves, such as Tammy was saying that someone says that she had. Because sometimes that aura can come off as self-serving, arrogance, you know, only being concerned about yourself, however you want to word it, and selfishness. So I made it a point, every woman that I met like that.
You were going to break
them
down. Yeah.
I broke them down. I did a good job too, Joe. I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying I did a damn fine job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are.
You know,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I did it, and the only reason I did it, regardless to what she had in life, because I grew up with nice things, and I when I became a young man, I had nice things, so that was nothing. When you're only looking at the superficial stuff, that's all you're going to get back, you know.
Mm.
But like I said, to me personally, I think that you should look more than at what's on the outside of a person anyway, but, you know, vanity has people so messed up nowadays, man, you know. You don't look a certain way. You don't wear a certain thing. You don't. You're not a certain height or whatever. Your eyes are certain. You can forget about it, you know. And you could pass over the person that could be for you, the same guy that stopped on the side of the road when you had a flat in your Mercedes, and you're out there with your weave going all over. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to call AAA. And this guy just happened to stop. He got just a regular truck or regular car, and he works down at the auto shop to help you fix your tire. That could be the man that you're supposed to be with. And you should let him live out his dreams as the tire fixer guy. Not say, well, after, you know, you all exchange phone numbers and everything. Well, you know, have you ever thought about opening your own shop and doing? No. See, that's where a lot of people get things twisted up at. Like the old folks say, sometimes you got to leave well enough alone.
Well, would that be considered as in, I guess you can say encouraging him to open, get his shop, you know, a little bit more.
Let that guy bring that to the table. You don't bring that to the table, you know.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Lo. I don't like that aspect. I don't like
right.
When, you know, when women are subtly introducing ideas about, well, you know, you've got this going for you and, you know, have you ever thought about that? Get the fuck away from me.
I mean, okay, so men say they want a woman that has their back, that's going to push them.
That's
well, is that not having their back? Or is this one of those communication things that we're beginning to realize that needs a little work?
I'll call it that. I mean, you have I know that you have my back when the chips are down and everything seems to be against me more specifically, and you're there with your encouragement. You don't have my back just because you're trying to push me into doing something that you think would be good for me. Those are not my best intentions.
Okay. So what I'm about to ask is, if she sees, that there's, I guess it comes to that word, potential in what you're doing, and, you just need that little edge on or a confidence boost to go ahead and take that next step, what is wrong with that?
Well,
there isn't anything wrong with it if she feels that's what he wants.
Right. If this is something he wants, there had to be a time that you discussed to someone before you became Mr. Talk. You know, I'm thinking about starting my own radio talk show. You had to speak to someone about that. That was something that you brought to the table, and you said you were considering doing it. And this person reciprocated with one or two things. Well, you can try, but I don't know, and blah, 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 blah. Or, hey, that's a great idea. Only thing you can do is try. If you never try, then you'll never know if you were successful or not. It didn't happen where, hey, you talk a lot. Why don't you come up with your own radio talk show? You see what I'm saying, man?
Boy. Yeah.
Exactly.
But actually, it almost kind of sort of happened the second way, but it's okay. Me and my theories, but anyway, okay. I see your point, Lo, but I'm also countering with, sometimes, and maybe this is that communication gap that men and women do have, which causes a breakdown in why a lot of men and women don't get together, because I see it as she's watching you work hard every day, putting in. But, sometimes we get to working so hard, we forget to look out into the future, see what we can do, where is it going. But in the same breath, she may see where it's going and going, but she's looking a little further in the future, not to put you down, but to, build you up and give you encouragement to go that next step, to take your business or what you're doing to the next level. Right. But what y'all saying is he has to bring it to her first.
Not necessarily. What?
Okay.
Let me put in my two cents in this.
Uh-huh.
It depends upon the woman's intention. If she feels that you're working too hard and that you do have potential, and she feels that you could be happy going into a new direction, going further up the ladder, then cool. But if she brings it up and you say, well, I like, doing what I'm doing, that should be it.
Right. But that's not going to be it if it's for everybody else.
Yeah.
See, we have to look a certain way. When we pull up Sunday in our nice clean car for church, we have to look a certain way. And other people have to look at us and say, well, they have the perfect life.
Okay.
That's where a lot of people are now, man. I mean, a lot of people will sit back and look at someone else's situation and think that everything is just peachy cream when it's the worst situation ever for the people that's dealing with it.
That means you're not hanging out your dirty laundry for everybody to see. But getting back to the encouragement from women, so-called encouragement, if the woman's doing it because she feels that you will probably be happy doing this, there's nothing wrong with her trying to encourage you, okay? But if she's doing it because she wants to bask in your shadow, because she wants to tell her girlfriends, my boyfriend, my husband, but yada, 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 then she's doing it for herself. She's not doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
So basically, this potential thing that a lot of women see, as in, I see potential in him, it could be a bad thing than a good thing.
No, not the way that I've been hearing it. I've been hearing it where he's got potential, and these are women who are on the outside kind of looking in, and they're saying, well, I could have been with him when he was such and such, or I want a man who has this potential, and we can work this out together. No fucking guy gives a shit about, well, I can't say no, doesn't give a shit about that. Everybody would love to have a partner
But the thing is, it's more important to have somebody when you're down and out. I don't need some broad to be there with me as I'm climbing up the ladder and she's behind me. Who fucking cares? I need it when I'm falling down the ladder.
Okay, I've heard you say that before. Yeah,
That's a pretty good point, Joe.
Yes,
that's
a very good point.
Yeah, why do we need them when we're going up the ladder? They're there. When we're going up the ladder, it's nice. You know, look, for example, I think I probably said on your show, have you ever seen anybody win the boxing match, either in the MMA or boxing,
and the
fucking broad is bang, right there, Johnny on the spot, grabbing him, hugging him when he's winning? You ever see a fucking broad go to the fucking corner when he's all busted up? Huh? I've never seen that.
Yeah, you don't see that often. You're right. You don't see that often.
Everybody tuck tail and run when he loses. Huh?
When he's a loser, she's okay. Well. She won't even. Have you ever seen the shots in the locker room, too? She won't even touch the guy. And then she might hug him if the camera's there long enough. But when he's winning, she can't get enough of him. Hanging around the neck, rubbing the tits up against him. Please.
Yeah.
Who needs that shit? I won the fucking fight. You didn't win the fight.
So if that's the case, you think a lot of women feel the same way?
About what? A lot of women feel the same way about what?
Just about what we were just talking about. They don't want you. They don't want you when they climbing. They want you to be there when they begin to fall.
Well, I'm sure they feel the same way. But have they ever talked about that? They're always talking about very subtly, but very, very directly. They're talking about, well, we want a man with potential. So they're not talking about themselves attaching their assets to the man. They're talking about the man climbing up. And she's going to be there. And, of course, she's going to say, well, we're going to work it out together. And, you know, we can do this together. There's no fucking together. You're not going to the office with him. When he's making plans to expand the business, you're not there.
No.
Well, you might be there, you know, on a perfunctory basis where he might, you know, talk about it over dinner or so. But you're not there as an operations manager. He is.
Mm-hmm.
But you're there when he spends his money on you.
Wow.
But if you're unemployed, look out. All of a sudden, it's irreconcilable differences.
Wow. Refining Design says, that's like if someone is talking trash, lies about me, and I am five stakes away, my man better say, no, I don't know her, and you're wrong.
Tell her to call in.
She probably can't. She is at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she probably.
And you know, I will say this. You know, I think it's rather cute. And you and me gonna sidebar on this. Want to jump out there and be the black knight in shining armor before anybody say anything to the woman. We gonna sidebar on that. But
I'm just stopping y'all before y'all get carried away. But go ahead.
I'll be the first to say. If I've ever met a woman, a lady, and she says, oh, you know, yes, my name is LaRonda Johnson Washington. I had to have her anyway because of that last name. It was foolish, but I had to do it. See,
what's the name again?
Huh?
What was the name again?
LaRonda Johnson Washington. You know, I mean.
Man, that was my cousin.
I'm not gonna marry a woman that's gonna be married to me and her daddy. If you understand what I'm saying,
with
your little hyphen and shit, you know. I don't know where that came from because that came from feminism. Actually, you're right. You're right. Either you're gonna be married to me or your paw, and if you're gonna be married to him, he can pay these damn bills up in him. You know, so a lot of it came from feminism. You know, I will say, first and foremost, it is a man's personal responsibility to take care of himself first. First, it is your responsibility to take care of you as a man. Of course, people stumble and fall. Situations come up. Things happen that are beyond your control. You go to work one day
And I was watching, I mentioned it before, it's a very good movie called The Company Men. You go to work, and all of a sudden they have cutbacks. And now you're just standing around waiting for your name to get called. These things happen. But if you decide as a grown man, hey, you know, I'm not concerned about working or whatever, you know, case may be, you know, I'd rather sit around and play PlayStation and smoke dope all day. Don't expect to get the best thing coming as far as women are concerned. Because nine times out of ten, you won't have shit.
Because
you don't have, because she ain't got shit.
Hey, you may have a point. Somebody saying, exposing demons too says you would be under the thumb once you are married. Now, I don't know about
what
all that. But
what if she's got more money
what
than
do you mean, under the thumb?
Yeah.
Husband?
Yeah,
what,
I guess
what,
so.
Oh, yeah.
What's meant under the thumb? What you mean under the thumb?
That
and
she'll be
she
dominating him because she's
going
to say, well, this is my house. I'm bringing in the money. I'm bringing home the bacon. You can't tell me what to do and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Wait. Who would be saying these things?
No, that's exposing demons too. Someone in the chat room.
Yeah, I understand that. But
yeah,
I'm
but a lot of women
who actually...
are, if the woman is making more money, she is not liking it. I don't give a fuck what she says. She wants that man to make more money than her.
Look, it's like this. Y'all get, say finances get tight. You know what I mean? And then there's this argument, and that's
mm-hmm.
the first thing that's thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what he means. You know, then, you know, it's like, I'm making all the money, I'm paying all the bills, you know, so forth and so
mm-hmm.
on, and then you got
mm-hmm.
this big blow up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, let's say, you know, the thing about it is, what scenario did this happen? Did you lose your job? Did you all go out and overbill yourself? See, these are the questions that you have to ask. You know, if this is just a situation where you overbilled yourself, then you did this. Both of you did this.
Hmm.
But if this is a situation where you were productively being a part of society and as they say, carrying your own weight, and you just happened to fall on some hard times or whatever, and you got let go of or whatever you want to call it, they packaged you out, however you want to put it, then that's something different. You don't sit there and wallow in that mire. You get up and you go out and you seek employment. Now, what you can't do is limit yourself to say, well, I'm only looking for this type and this, and I'm only interested. When you do that, then she has the right to say, hey, I'm the one that's making all the money anyway. She has a right then, because if there are opportunities out there that you feel that you're better than or that are just beneath you until you can get to where you're trying to go and you won't accept them, then, hey, it is what it is. You take that and you run. You take that punch to the mouth and run with it.
Hmm. All righty then. All right. That sounds like a good one to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, come on now. I mean, you working, and all of a sudden, all industry is moving away from here. We all know that. So they decide to close down where you're working. I know people personally right now that was working at Georgia Pacific for young people my age. Some guys came straight out of high school, had been there 15, 17, 20 years. That's all they knew. And when that Georgia Pacific closed the doors, some of them are still not working. Some of them had to go back to school, you know, had to do what they had to do to take
mm-hmm.
care of themselves, their family, whatever the case may have been.
Right.
And I'm sure that these conversations came up in those households. Well, I'm the only one working, or whatever the case may have been. But the thing was, the guy that sat on his ass and didn't do anything but wallowed in that, he deserves whatever he gets.
Hmm.
But the man that got up and said, hey, you know what, I this is just an obstacle that we're going to have to get through. We're going to make it. You know, maybe we can't live the way we used to live or whatever. That's fine for right now, you know, but we're going to make it. So that's kind of a double-edged sword when you get to saying, well, hey, I'm the only one working in this house, you know.
Well, she can't even say that. I mean, if it was a two-income household, and the guy gets fired or gets laid off or because the company goes bankrupt, and now he can't get a job, then she should just shut her mouth. But if he is just wallowing and is not doing anything, I can't blame him, you know, because he's supposed to be the partner in that particular relationship. But if he can't get a job because of circumstances, she should shut her goddamn mouth. And now that she can contribute her money towards the relationship, the marriage, that's what she's supposed to do. And shut up.
Well, what do you mean now? What do you mean now that she can? Wasn't she always? Shouldn't she always have been?
Sure, but are they? Are most wives contributing to the same degree that men are?
Motherfucker! You know I can't speak for everybody else, Joe. I told you before I can't talk for everybody else. But my wife's income and my income go to the same checking account, and we also have our little bullshit play money. We have that too, that's for her account and for my account, and we also have money for our children. So, yes, our money comes into our household. The things that go out, I can see and she can see. There's no, I'm going to put my money from my job. It's going to go direct deposit to my account, and I'll just put some money into the bills account, and, you know, you don't have to worry about it. No, we don't do that because your house is still divided regardless. So,
well, yeah,
you know,
look, I'm going to tell you about that one. I understand what you're saying, brother, and I have tried that. But, you know, after my last couple, no. I'm not going into that territory. It's not, I mean, you know, they say, well, I need someone. I have any problem, you know, saying, okay, here it is. But, no, I'm not doing that same thing anymore. No, I'm not doing that.
No, because they can actually overspend you. Yeah, they can overspend that,
joint
check.
All these things have to be talked out prior to you all making your
You know what, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about that, Lo. The before and the during is fine. It's the after that creates an issue. You know? You know,
now,
like
my
they say.
Question, though.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you know, say it doesn't work, and now you got somebody that's accessing your money, number one. You know, and they so angry, and some, let's be honest, some women are just treacherous like that to where they were going to draw all your money out and tell you, I don't care how you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's not a legal ground you can stand on because you have authorized her to be on that account also.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you have to do is just stop everything you're doing, open another account, and that takes time and unnecessary money and headaches. You know, so, no, I can't do that one.
Well, the question then, Mr. Talk, I have to ask you now, are you currently married?
No.
And that's the reason why you're not married, because you took that licking and you've evolved from that. That was
pretty much.
Absolutely. So, like I say, every situation is different. The next person that you come into a relationship with that maybe you might get married to, this might be something that you sit down and talk about and say, hey, you know what, this happened to me before. And so I think I would like to know how you feel about that situation. You know, what do you think about that? And see, you know my background personally.
Yeah.
So as far as me being abroad working and my wife was here taking care of all of our responsibilities, you know, I didn't have to worry about those things, and I didn't have to worry about my money, our money rather. So, hey, you know, it whenever you sit down to the card table, it's who you're sitting down with, you know. Either you're sitting down with a deck of cards that's going to work, or you're sitting down with a stack deck already, and it's stacked against you most of the time.
Yeah, and if you're discussing things ahead of time, that's good, too. You know, I've always said that.
Yeah, that is.
The thing is, you can discuss it, but when you have the ring on a finger, or if you're living together, all that shit doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's pissed off at you, she can do whatever she wants because the law is on her side.
Let me tell you something.
Anyway.
I'm going to stop you right there. Let me tell you something. If you with a woman and she thinks, well, if I get mad, I'm going to go spend up all the money. I'm going to take all the money out of the account. And he better not do a damn thing. Better not say a damn thing. If you with a woman like that, then you need to look in the mirror and say, well, who the fuck are you, idiot? Because I tell you straight up, any woman, if me and my wife don't make it, or if we never got together, or whatever the case may have been, any woman that I was going to give access to my money like that will say, yeah, I'm mad, But if I go and take all this money out of this account, and he go and try to buy something, or he just check the account or whatever, it's going to be some fighting up in this mother. This motherfucker killed me. Period. And it's not.
And that happens too.
We're not talking about literally either.
Yeah, so, that happens too. But the thing is, the law is on it. Look, any woman who wants to be. Okay, you don't have to. But if she wants to be treacherous, she can take you to court. You can be mad all you want.
That's true.
I don't give a damn who's out the law.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go ahead and end it right there because, you know, this week is kind of hectic for me. I got some things I have to do after the show, and I need all the time I can. So we're going to end it right there. But tomorrow's show is going to be one Joe brought up. Would you rather be a bench warmer with the championship or a Hall of Famer without a championship? That should be interesting.
Wow.
That should be interesting.
that's deep.
Very.
And that'd be nice too if you actually had some guys from the Bulls or from any championship team that could be a guy. Oh, but you couldn't have them because if you did, what are they going to say? I mean, they might want to tap dance around it, but it is something that
Well, being that I was athletic during my time, I have my thoughts on it, so that'd be good enough. We get enough.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah, because I can bring in my experiences too.
There you go. All right, as I always do, y'all, get your last word.
No one, no one wants to hear about the football before the real helmets, Joe.
Sure they do. Archive film is great. Talking about Bronco Nagurski is great.
That's funny.
People can learn about the old times that way.
That's true, too. That's true
before
too.
The leather helmets and everything,
helmets without the strap in the front.
Yeah.
Leather helmets that, were no good. If you fell down, you just broke your head. That was it.
Wow, that is funny. But, all right. Well, go ahead, Mr. Lowe, and get your last words in.
Yeah, good show, brother. Good show. I enjoyed this, man. I enjoyed your cousin coming on. You let her know, just like the doctor, Vivi Monroe Congress. You let, and I was, if I were a single man, I would be after her because of her name only.
Congress. You don't like the name Congress, huh?
No, Monroe Congress with the hyphen, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, because it denotes bitch. Real talk.
No.
That's to me. That's to me. That's the idea. That's the way I used to think before I sat down and talked to a person.
Oh, okay. All right.
Absolutely.
She's a nice person. She is.
Oh, yeah. She is. And like I said before, she a cutie too, man. But anyway, next time your cousin come on the show, just like Joe said, you should probably let her know that we won't be wearing white gloves.
All right, I'll let him know.
Yeah, I don't know, because you know how Eric is. He's always into protecting the women, the poor little.
Oh yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Well,
poor little
you know
lady.
What? Look. I'm gonna go and put it out there to y'all again. It's not protecting them; it's to get them to come back. That's what it is.
They'll come back. I mean, Lady always comes back. Ebony always comes back.
Yeah,
and all of them, they come back. You can't treat like they're made out of porcelain.
Lady will come on the show and get verbally raped and abused on the show, and I don't have to take this and call right back to
what kind of think about it? She won't even
let her get it that far. She talks
look,
and
think
then.
About it. That's somebody who didn't call in today.
Right.
She was the first
one
I talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to help that one.
I thought she'd be the first one here, but no.
That's what. Mm-hmm. Me too. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine. Good show, though, man.
All right. Thanks. All right, Mr. Joe.
Same thing. Good show. I'll see you when I see you.
All right. Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk Today. I don't know, man. I don't know. Why women don't find good men, it's a whole lot of things. And it's some of it's the men's fault. Some of it's the women's fault. Hell, it's our fault altogether. Put it that way. You know, oftentimes we try and blame it on each other. And you know, sometimes it's just us. It's us this is. That's a good word. It's us this is. But as I always do, I get my final word in today. Before we do, I want to say thanks for everybody for joining that did. Don't forget to send any comments, suggestions, anything to either ericletstalk@gmail.com or to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. All right. And here is my final word for the day. Sisters, if you want to meet a good man, you must first identify with your definition of what is a good man. For every woman, that definition may vary depending on where you are in your life. Is your idea of a good man based on his status or his outer appearance? Or is it based on content of his character and his heart? Ask yourself these two questions. Are you making yourself available? And do you yourself possess the characteristics that you seek in a mate? In other words, are you a good woman? Remember, no one is perfect. So on that note, as the old saying goes, if you want a good man, be a good woman. Well, hey, that's deep there. Well, that is the show for today, y'all. Join us tomorrow for would you rather be a bench warmer with a championship or a Hall of Famer without a championship? Interesting topic, I'm sure. All right, remember to keep smiling, show appreciation. You'll be surprised at the appreciation you get back. And don't forget to forgive with the open heart. And if your heart is not open, then you cannot forgive anyone else. All right? Until then, y'all, see y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. Until then, y'all, I am out of here, and we're going to take you out of here with Miss Donna Summer. See y'all tomorrow. I'm clear.